To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Let's do some Winterland tickets. Alice and Winterland tickets are selling fast, and your chance to win a pair is right now. Here's how to do it. Take the word best, B-E-S-T, to RadioAlice.com and enter it in there, and you'll be in the running for a pair of tickets for the show and an overnight stay at the Fairmont in San Francisco the same night of the show. The Fairmont's right here. The Masonic's right here. It's perfect.
Easy.
So easy. Alice in Winterland starring Alex Warren and Rob Thomas, December 4th at the Masonic. We'll see you there. This hour's code word is best. Mason has a code word for you at 12:05, and Jane's got another one at 5:05. Winterland tickets. You can go to RadioAlice.com, get hooked up with a pair. Just like that. Spotify's in the news today. They are launching music videos. This is an attempt to, I guess, be more like a lot of people will go on YouTube and start with a song, and then it just starts playing songs, and they get a lot of music that way. Spotify is a giant music streamer, and there's a social component that goes along with it too. And in January, they started rolling out music videos. January of last year, they started rolling out music videos in beta outside the US and Canada. So they were trying this out, and instead of just hearing the song that you're asking for, you were also getting a video along with it. And it looks like they're introducing those here and in Canada in the coming weeks.
I've been so impressed by the way Spotify has slowly introduced visual component. Like first they had lyrics to songs. I'm like, oh, I would love to read the lyrics as I listen to this new song. Then they have just like almost little GIFs that go with album art. It's like album art that moves for like a lot of big artists. So that adds a visual component. And now they do podcasts can have their video on Spotify.
Yes.
I listen to all my podcasts on Spotify now, and I'm like, oh, well, if I'm you know, just cooking while I'm listening, I guess I'll put the video there.
You can glance over at it. Or if they say, oh, look at this, then you can look at it.
They've made it really easy for podcasters, too. You can upload your video, and they'll separate out the audio. So if people just want the audio podcast, they can listen to it or they can watch it. And they're paying good like ad sales on those, too. So they're really trying to get video on
there. It does feel like... it's one of the reasons I liked when we had the Looking Glass. I mean, we do a lot of video on this show now. There's always cameras on us, but we used to have a live feed, and that's, people are looking for that kind of thing, especially if they're sitting at a computer. You can still be listening and be on another browser tab and then flip back and see the thing that's being talked about or see what they're, what just happened? Let me go back. So I'm not anti this at all. And for music videos, people still make music videos. But mostly you're seeing them on, there's one where everybody's official one drops.
Venmo.
Vivo. Yes, the channel.
I was
going to
say Venmo too, but yeah, Vivo is the big one. But YouTube is for sure, you know, where people are seeing these things, and it makes perfect sense that they would do this. And kids, my kids are like, no, I watch TV on my phone. I don't even need to see. My one son who has his own TV, the other kid doesn't even have a TV. He's like, yeah, I'll cast it up there sometimes if I want to sit back and just relax. But he's playing it off his phone. He's just casting it up
there.
This
has been the way for a long time. Yeah. Like 15 years ago, I remember walking through my buddy's house and his kid, his teenage boy, was watching TV on a giant screen TV right there. And he's holding his phone and he says, don't you just want to turn the...
Like, no, I got it right here.
I'm good.
And I can hold a phone this close to my face and still focus on it.
And I just thought that, well, okay, that's the way that's headed. I never will watch TV on my phone, ever.
Oh, I used to watch Quibi on my phone for a minute, and I didn't mind it. And it does, it just becomes the screen. You hold it where you need it to be, and it's, you know, as long as your glasses work.
But I am careful about how much TV I consume in general, so maybe that's just an old man thing.
It's funny, we were just in the other room talking about TV shows in general have become such a massive topic. Like everyone you meet, you can find either common ground or the thing that they're recommending. Like everybody has that sort of like that list in their notes program of the shows that they want to watch. And it's just, I feel like in some ways it's because you're not doing that appointment TV. We're not all watching the same things. It's not even close. Right. It's like my favorite topic, but also my least favorite topic. Because I either am like, no, I don't want to hear about that show that doesn't sound like something I would watch. Or I'm like, oh, great, another show I got to put on my list. It's almost a bigger problem than it ever has been. So anyway, now it looks like if you've got Spotify, they're trying to rival the YouTube space. I don't have a specific date or details on when this is going to move on to and be a part of your normal Spotify coverage. It's for premium subscribers only, it looks like. And they just made the announcement that it's coming. There's not a whole lot of other information about this. Mm-mm-mm.
I think part of the, you know, there's so much entertainment now.
Yes.
And I don't almost know if it's the cause of insomnia or the cure for it, but it's like that thing where people who are stuck up all night just find themselves going, at least I've got something I can watch.
Yep.
Except that if you turn the TV on, you've just said good night to any chance you're going to get some sleep.
Goodbye to you, sleep.
I won't allow myself to, but I do think there's some comfort in knowing if worst case scenario happens, like a pandemic maybe, at least there's a lot of stuff to watch. And I mean a lot.
So much. But it felt like I ran out of stuff during the pandemic. Like,
well, yeah.
You know, you're watching this. Oh, what
is it? Well, because eventually they weren't able to make anything more.
Right. But it was funny because like pretty soon everyone was watching like there's a show Fortitude that was set like I don't know in Finland or something we were watching and then we were watching some German thing called Dark and then it was like the Rain one.
I bottomed out on Tiger King and was like,
oh, those were early days too.
I'm the worst person in the world to be watching this garbage.
No, the worst people were on the screen.
I know, but it was terrible. I was just going, oh, what's sexier than a tiger? I don't know, guy. Really?
Yeah. That guy did need a tiger to have any degree of sexiness, for sure. That one guy in particular.
I hated that show. I don't know.
Well, there were no good people on it.
Yeah, I just hated it.
And the further in you got, the more you were like, wow, everyone there is just not a good person.
Right. Yuck.
And really bad things happened on that show. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Sabrina Carpenter has landed a major acting role. This is... And I have actually a couple big music stars who are going to do their first big acting things. Sabrina Carpenter has done some TV and she's done some shows. But this is a big Hollywood movie. This is, they are saying, this is the classic musical Alice in Winterland.
Wonderland.
That's what I meant. Alice in Wonderland. And... It's done by the person. I did not watch Hustlers. That was a Jennifer Lopez movie that I guess was.
Yeah,
well,
I saw it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was good.
That I think that got like some Academy Award looks, didn't it?
I don't remember
I feel
that.
Like that was a pretty big movie.
It was a pretty star-studded cast. Yeah. Let me look.
It was good. It was a good movie.
So let's see. It looks like there were. You probably remember Mia Wasikowska. She did, there was a, and Johnny Depp was in these too. There was an Alice in Wonderland in 2010 and then a sequel in 2016, which was Alice Through the Looking Glass. The director behind this feature is Laureen Scafaria. And they say she managed to get a great performance out of another pop star, Jennifer Lopez. Oh, it's a stripper saga. The stripper saga.
I am Hustlers. Mixing them up. I'm thinking of Jennifer Lawrence, and what movie did she do? I think I'm thinking of that.
With Christian Bale?
Yeah.
That movie's banging.
That's what I was just thinking of. There was no Academy look from
Well, they're saying she's a pretty big director, and she is writing this new version of Alice in Wonderland, which they say is targeted at Gen Z. Carpenter is 26 years old, and they are saying that this is her first major studio movie. It is a musical. It's going to be a big budget film.
Good for her.
We were talking about American Hustle.
American Hustle.
Starring the Hustle.
That got Golden Globe Awards for Best Actress, Motion Picture, Musical Comedy. That's
a great movie.
Yeah, that movie's good. The Hustle is a not so good movie with Anne Hathaway and...
Dude, The Hustle.
What's that girl from Pitch Perfect?
Who knew there were so many movies with Hustle?
Yeah. Oh, Anna Kendrick?
No.
Oh. Someone else from there?
The British girl.
Oh, damn it. She's one of those who lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, I didn't want to go there. Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson. Like, there's no way I'm coming up with her name, even though I like her. Adele also has just been cast. This is a Tom Ford film. This will be...
Tom Ford, the designer?
They're saying Tom Ford's upcoming period piece. I don't know. Could there be more than one Tom Ford?
I'm sure.
Although there he is, and he's looking very much like some kind of fashion guy.
No, it's Tom Ford, American fashion designer and filmmaker.
Oh.
I saw one of his movies, Nocturnal Animals.
Yeah.
I think it's with, not Amy Adams, but one of the girls who looks exactly like her. Isla Fisher and Jake Gyllenhaal. I wouldn't recommend it, to be clear.
He would not recommend. He did Zoolander.
Tom Ford did Zoolander?
Tom Ford did Zoolander. Yeah.
Well, this one, it's...
Or else he was in it.
It's pretty big.
I think he was in it. I don't think he did.
Adele, let's see.
You're correct.
This is her first role on the silver screen. This is an upcoming period piece. Cry to Heaven, sounds like is the name of it. And it's based on a 1982 Anne Rice novel. I've read a ton of Anne Rice.
When I first met you, I think you were in your Anne Rice era because you really talked about Anne Rice a lot.
Well, I really liked all
the
vampire
90s, yeah.
books. Cry to Heaven takes place in 18th century Italy and follows the dynamic between two men. One is a Venetian noble. The other is a castrated opera singer. It is unclear who Adele will play, but with the opera taking a key element on, I'm going to guess she'll be...
I don't think she'll be the castrated.
A singer. Probably not. Probably not the castrated one. Let's see. Nicholas Holt's in this, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Paul Bettany, Tandy Newton, Colin Firth. It's a pretty star-studded cast. Last year, she actually told reporters she was taking a break from music to explore other creative passions, and apparently that means a little bit of acting.
Nicholas Holt is a favorite of mine.
I know you like him. So there you go. Maybe we're going to be seeing big stars in big movies.
Did you like him in Superman?
Yeah, he's Lex Luthor.
Yeah,
he's great as Lex Luthor. He is fantastic as that character.
I still don't press play on that. Like, there I am sitting there, what should I watch? Mm-hmm. And I go, you know what? I remember I didn't finish, and I went back to Only Murders in the Building instead of hitting a movie.
Good, because Only Murders, you're on season 3, which is the best season.
Mm-hmm.
They're all good. That one is standout. When you get to the part where they're rehearsing the one song at Oliver's apartment, and Steve Martin's up there singing the thing. I can't wait till you come in the next day and tell me all about it.
I look forward to it.
So good. And so silly. What's coming up in the news, Finn?
A new study has found that 1 in 3 Americans reward themselves with...
Oh.
After these.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
It's Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's
lying
morning
liar.
Show. I'm taking your point away.
Oh.
I'm a lying liar.
What? What's she lying about now?
Nothing.
She's going on and on about how she can't remember a dang thing that happened when she got up on the...
Going on and on about it.
Nothing happened.
Except that she got all over Spadoni.
I swear you didn't even say one word.
I mean, you cradled his head and hugged him tight.
Okay.
It was beautiful.
Put your head on his shoulder and...
Yeah. It was a beautiful moment.
Threw a leg up.
Listen, I don't remember anything that happened, but I'm...
We're talking about Sarah's speech yesterday.
Yeah.
The company.
It was during not a speech. And like Bob just said, I meeting. Didn't even say anything when I got up there. I stood up there and that's all I remember.
You talked.
Did I? I don't think she did.
Yeah. You said a few things. You jumped in there.
I had a plan. I mean, remember, I was like, oh, Bob, have a question ready. We'll do the thing.
I was ready.
You filled the audience with questions?
Yeah. She's game in the system.
I was going to try and get everybody to volunteer for our game for Bridge the Gap. I was going to ask a question that any Gen Xer would know. I was like, Bob, you get up and you ask a question. And I don't remember asking you for it, so I must not have.
Nope. I'm glad. That would have been extra work. Going around the room, taking all the names down. Jeez. Mm.
Besides, people can't volunteer. They have to be carefully selected.
That's
this
right.
is a big deal.
Yeah,
casting. Yeah, there's right. a casting
every
couch
every
around
Wednesday
here
at 8 o'clock. And next week, defending for the this will be his third time.
Third and final.
Joe Cunningham is going to come back. VP of sales. That guy is. He
did
was,
great.
He did do great. Well, he won.
Yeah.
But it's so funny listening to him try to spit out an answer. Like when he was trying to get what the dipping stick was. What is that?
Well,
fun
it's
stick?
Well, you take the stick and it's a stick and then you got it's like a sugary. It's sweet. It's a sugary.
We're all like, we can tell you know what it is, but we're going to let you go. Keep on going, Joe. Yeah, he's been great. So we'll get a third week out of him and hopefully he'll bring it home. I would love to have a little hat trick on that. On that game. Mm-hmm. All right. It's Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Listen live, win contests, and get our full show podcast. That's all at RadioAlice.com. You can also get Alice in Winterland tickets there.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice on Instagram. Check
Ooh.
Out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily. Plus links to all our personal profiles. Yeah, give us a follow.
I hear that today the diamond ring story is going to be heavily
featured. Oh, did that
featured.
One yeah. catch?
Bob was shaking her head. I can't believe this one.
There were a few good ones today. I like the, I brought up my daughter asked for a purse and
I was
curious if you guys are into that and you were both like, she should have 10 teen purses right. already.
I can't believe she didn't have one by the time she was 5 years old.
Yeah. I
like mom's done with a purse. It goes to the kids.
She may have, but now she's asking for her first purse. Like the one that.
Are you going to get her like a nice designer one?
She asked for something very specific.
Oh, there
so
you go.
It really just came down to, are you sure you want that to be one of your presents? Like. I don't know that you'll use it enough for it to be worth it.
Oh, so easy.
We could get you some other things that you might wear regularly, you know, like
no,
clothing.
That'd be her thing. And a purse is an opportunity to put little surprise presents in.
Oh, boy, you're pro, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Little wallet with a little hundo in there.
Oh, boy. A hundo on
yeah.
top
Although
of an
expensive. Although she probably, are you going to get her an expensive one? Does she have a name?
She
brand
wants pa- Kate. Oh, she wants a Kate Spade Kate purse Spade because her bag. Mom has Kate Spade purses. Mm.
It's a nice, which it's a good first purse.
And it's not. It's certainly not a Balenciaga.
A Birkin bag.
Yeah, Birkin. Mm. Not a Birkin. It's no Birkin.
It's no Balenciaga.
No, it's well, I didn't know. No, I was hoping that I was gonna stumble into it. Mm. I didn't.
You got close though.
All right.
You had the right letter. You always do.
Anyway, here's what's happening. Got a couple stories for you before we get out of here and make room for Mason, who's amazing.
Yep.
A new study found 1 in 3 Americans reward themselves with something sweet more than once per day.
Oh.
Half, almost half, I should say, crave sweets by noon. Oh. I absolutely, and now this may have to do with quitting drinking, but there's no question after anything I eat, I absolutely want something sweet.
It
doesn't have to be a lot.
Agree.
But it has to be something. And I've had to cut that down to, I get one sweet treat a day.
Mm.
It can be like 6 little pieces of licorice or 5, you know, peanut M&Ms. But I don't get to do it after every meal anymore because it doesn't go away anymore.
Mm.
Like
sticks.
It once did.
You were good this morning. You turned down the donut.
Yeah,
I don't. He always I turns do down the food.
I couldn't
here.
Do
oh,
it.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't even try. Give me that GD donut.
I got to
right
get myself
now
back together.
Mm.
It did give me a headache, though, the sugar.
Mm.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's why you got to keep eating sugar. So there's cookies yeah out in the kitchen.
Yeah, you don't
so
want to crash, right?
I was, I'm okay keeping the sugar up.
Mm. You know, I've been doing pineapple lately. Like mm-hmm once a week, John comes home with a pineapple. And I cut it up. You know, I process it. And then I have chunks of pineapple, and they actually get sweeter and more delicious as the week goes on. But you got to be careful with pineapple because you can get sores in your mouth.
I have a daughter that has a very specific diet. She has something called IBD, and I've been directing her specifically, don't waste fruit as a snack. Use that as your dessert because there's all kinds of stuff we can feed you throughout the day. But when you want something sweet, that's the thing to go for.
And if you can get used to a fruit sweetness, like I'll take some strawberries, that's mm-hmm good. An apple with a little bit of almond butter.
You just said it. Pineapple. Yeah,
pineapple's
great.
Great. But it does. I worry about her. I don't know if she's got, you know, ulceric or whatever it's called.
Ulcerative colitis.
Ulcerative. But that probably, if there really is. Like John can't even eat pineapple.
Oh.
He'll like, his whole mouth will just like start rotting.
Sore up.
Yeah. But
woof.
I know, but I've been doing it for a while now, like every week doing this, and I am actually, I'm like, oh, I have a little soreness.
Oh.
Yeah, like I'm wondering if it's like eating my mouth lining, because I chow it every day. So
you
good
are one to burn right through something.
I really do ruin things for myself. I make it not fun, Vin.
Yep. I love Pixar.
Yeah, what's not to love?
I don't know.
So
I
mean, great.
Some people out there might not, but I'm really into it. And so
Pixar,
this
we'd
next
love to
story,
be in another
that's
movie.
Not why I'm doing the story.
Vinny especially would love to be in one.
I am trying to tell you something. There are so many, like they have great series, like Cars, there's a third one, and Inside Out, there's a second one, and Toy Story's, what, 5
I think
is coming out.
One is coming out.
They've yeah also got great Up.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
Luca, I'm a big fan of.
The Incredibles.
The Incredibles is love another that one of the series they have. There's 2 of those.
What's the one with the where they nobody can walk anymore? WALL-E. I love WALL-E.
WALL-E's great. I've seen them all.
Yes.
I've seen
too
everything they make. And one of the moments in particular for me where I went, oh, my God, they just nailed this so perfectly. I'm like, I need to rewatch it just for this part. And it's a seagulls in Finding Nemo and the mine. And they swarm and they're relentless. And the way they did that, if you grew up on the beach, you know that is so perfectly done. And you don't know how many times I've lost lunch. I buried it in the sand and they've come and taken
it. They find
I'm
it. They're
in
watching
the water
you
and I'm watching them swarm the spot where my stuff lives, and they leave with my sandwich and tip over my soda.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you need to check into a lunchbox.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm carrying a surfboard and wetsuit. And
a Batman
and
lunchbox? Come on.
Maybe at that time I weighed, I don't know, 70 pounds. There's not much more I can carry. But anyway, They say here in this story, shouting at seagulls could stop them from stealing your stuff. That might be now. You'll also look like a Looney Tune
right
there on the boardwalk going, get away from But what's better?
Are you saying that if you're in the water away from your food, you could maybe stop them by screaming from the water?
I don't know. You got to be right there and really, really let them have it. I don't know if they'll stay away. I mean, maybe you have to continue to keep doing that. Mm,
a BB gun might work too.
Well, I mean, again, with just, the things you can carry down to the beach and safely use, I mean, sure, a bazooka might also work as well, but I mean, do you really want to be firing that on the sand?
A bitch slap, would that work again? I feel like there's some ways. Get out of here.
They tested a total of 61 gulls across 9 seaside towns and found that nearly half of those gulls exposed to shouting voices flew away within a minute. Mm. So maybe try that next time. I don't
raise
know.
Raise a ruckus. And then try something from my list. Afterward.
The truth is, though, that scene in Finding Nemo where the gulls...
It's so good.
It's just exactly them.
Mine.
Yeah.
Mine.
And then you have all of them.
They nailed a lot of stuff in that movie. That is that, and actually, I love Finding Dory, too. Good movies.
Well, even the first test where Nemo's like, I'm going to go touch the boat. Like, I'll show you, Dad. Mm. Dink. And then he gets taken away and never to be seen again, maybe forever. I don't want to spoil anything. But,
well, I mean, that's in the first few minutes of the movie.
Right.
You know, the adventure begins.
So good.
Show doesn't start till you jump.
Anyway, one other story here. Oh, no, I'm out of... Let me do some text.
Oh, goodness. All right.
800-400-3697 is our text line. And Maddie's on the show.
925. I think this is a conspiracy theory. I just recently heard that pineapple was poison if you eat too much.
Really?
I don't think that's true.
I've been having all kinds of problems, though. Maybe it is the pineapple.
What do you mean all kinds of problems? Mm. You don't want to say. Mm. All right.
Vinny, don't you know that the first thing you eat at a meal, it should be something savory, not sweet. Sweet spikes your glucose and makes you crave sugar sooner or later in the day. You said
you
eat it afterwards.
He eats it after.
I eat it after, but that's not even, believe me, I've had to get myself under control. And I don't even, I'm 10 pounds overweight. But whatever my makeup is, I am pre-diabetic. Mm-hmm. Whereas another person could be 50 pounds overweight and they'd go, you're in perfect health. Mm. So I don't know, you know, that's just the way that
GLP-1,
works.
GLP-1, baby.
Literally.
What?
GLP-1.
It's for you.
I don't want to.
All right, we've got a game for you today. We were talking earlier about the ungrateful woman who was upset about the fantastic $900 Walmart
Worst
ring.
Woman in the world.
She's really terrible. Really terrible. Broke off the whole marriage. I don't know. Women don't listen.
We'll try
what
harder.
About it?
So we're doing a game based on engagement rings.
Oh my.
An engagement ring game. Let's just see how much you know about engagement rings. All right, question number one, and we'll start with Vinny.
Okay.
What does the four C's refer to when evaluating a diamond? The color, cut, clarity, and carat? Cost, craft, carat, or color? Or cut, crystal, cleanliness, and clarity?
A, Bob.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry,
A.
I can't say Bob because we have someone named Bob here.
I actually feel like you shouldn't give multiple choice on ones that are...
I just got it, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. Ding. I'm going A.
Yeah.
We're all going in.
Yeah, y'all got that one.
That's 1 point for each of us.
I didn't say this was a super hard quiz.
We didn't need the multiple choice.
Yeah, we don't need the multiple choice. I say give it to us if none of us get it.
The diamond industry knows how to brand.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
ABB.
All right. Which metal is known for being hypoallergenic and extremely durable? Sarah.
Platinum.
Platinum is correct.
That's 2 points for all of us. We are acing this quiz.
All right, Bob. Which diamond shape is the most popular for engagement rings?
Wait. What did you get? What kind of ring did you get for Susan? Gold?
I didn't get a ring for Susan.
Susan doesn't have a band?
Well, they're not married yet.
You haven't bought the wedding rings.
I made him a little candy.
What is he going to get? Will he go gold or will he go platinum?
I don't know.
Interesting. I can't wait to find out.
Me either.
What color is the metal on yours?
It's gold.
So you'll get a matching gold ring.
Yeah. I don't know yet.
Gold is the tradition, but whatever.
I have a marquee cut. I thought that's what you were going to ask.
Well, here's the question. Which diamond shape is the most popular for engagement rings? I could give you multiple choice on this, but you all think you got it.
Wow, you guys, I could use the multiples, but all right.
I feel like historically it's a round, but recently it's definitely princess. So but I'll go round.
You go round?
Okay.
Pillow.
I was thinking like a round solitaire.
Round, brilliant. I'll take round. You guys were correct.
All right.
I so, like the round too, but... if I was going to buy one for her without it consulting her, I would have bought round, and she bought square. Mm-hmm. She went, "I want that." I went,
is that cushion?
I don't know what it is exactly, but it has edges. Like it's a right. Square. I was thinking, well, that's nothing's actually, especially anyway, square. I don't know.
All right, what does a halo setting feature, Vin?
A halo. Means that the ring, it's set into the ring, and the ring comes up over the, no, I don't know.
I say it's like a ring of smaller stones around the main, around the main stone.
She wanted that too.
You're both are correct.
All right.
Center stone surrounded by smaller diamonds. Sarah, which gemstone was historically used in engagement rings before diamonds became popular?
Pearl.
Oh. Emeralds?
Rubies.
Yeah, ruby's a good guess.
You're all wrong. Sapphire.
Dang it. Fudge.
Sapphire, I just said the first one I thought
Sapphire
of.
Blue.
Yeah, because an emerald is green, right?
Right, that's right.
All right, last one that I have. What setting type holds a diamond with four or six tiny metal prongs?
Say that again?
What setting type holds a diamond with four or six tiny metal prongs?
I think Bob's first.
Bob's first.
Multi-prong.
Solo stone.
Solitaire.
I'm going to give that point to Bob because it is prong.
Huh?
She got prong in
there. I think she just won the game.
And she just won the game.
Well,
good job.
I am engaged. So.
Well, you would know. 5-4-2. Bob is our winner.
My name is Bob.
Yeah, right. Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane have more tickets to Winterland and that stay at the Fairmont night of the show. Plus, it's Alice all day, every day. Come on, and we'll see you back here on Friday.
Thank you.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.